Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Welcome back to the final episode of the Vampire Movie Minute podcast coverage of Dracula 79, starring Frank Langella and Laurence Olivier. And these are the last 4 minutes of the movie, so we're cheating a little bit because we only got one scene left, and it's Lucy looking at the remains of Dracula as he's burnt up, and then his cape goes flying off into the wind. And that cape flying in the wind is basically attached to a helicopter hook, and the helicopter is completely out of frame, so you see the cape billowing in the wind. And John Badham said in his commentary that he wonders if people thought they were setting up a possible sequel. However, this movie was not a big box office hit, so there was not going to be a sequel to this film. But I don't feel like it needed a sequel. Dracula movies should be pretty much one and done. Obviously, there's a franchise of Dracula films under Hammer and Universal Studios, which this was a Universal Studios movie, but I digress. By itself, this movie's ending is perfect. Also, the shot of the cape flying away looks fantastic. What do you think, Laws?
I absolutely agree. Like, no, Dracula has had so many like renditions and adaptations. This is probably one of my favorite ones that I have seen. It's well produced. It's got fantastic soundtrack. It's got brilliant acting. I'd say this is probably one of the top tier ones.
What do you think of this scene with the helicopter taking the cape away, even though obviously there's no helicopter in the movie because it's, you know, out of frame?
I thought it was quite goofy considering, like, it's a 1979 movie, so of course they're not going to have any drones or anything, but I actually did not know it was by a helicopter, so that's actually made it a lot more understandable of how it was made. But I actually do quite think it's goofy, but they ended it in a good way, definitely.
Well, I mean, the opening shot of this whole movie, if you remember, is that long tracking shot across the ocean to Dracula's castle. I think it's one of the most beautiful shots in any of these Dracula or horror movies, especially with the Absolutely. Score playing by John Williams. I love that whole scene.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of my favorite opening scenes from any of the Dracula movies that I have seen so far. Like, it's just a beautiful shot. You've got the good soundtrack by John Williams. As you get, like, the familiar casts coming up on the screen, like Donald Pleasance, who was in Halloween Part 2 and 3, I remember he was in those movies. And you've obviously got Laurence Olivier, who did a fantastic job before he passed away doing this movie. And obviously Count Dracula himself, Frank Langella, definitely.
I think it's Langella.
Yeah, Langella. I'm not very good with pronouncing names, unfortunately, so sorry if I butcher your name, Frank.
So then we have our credits playing over John Williams' music, and the one thing John said in the commentary is that most of the crew for this film would go on to work on the next James Bond movie. So their workload was already right there for them for their next paycheck, which is fantastic. Because obviously this was shot in England and all the Bond films were being made. So back to back to back with obviously Star Wars and Superman. So you're going to see a lot of crossovers that, including, by the way, the director of photography for this movie, if I hadn't mentioned previously in previous minutes, was also the director of photography for Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, and Flash Gordon.
Oh, I recognize the names, definitely. Gilbert Taylor and Frank Tidy.
Yep, and he was also the director of photography for The Omen. And of course, I bring that up because we have the first Omen coming out in theaters sometime soon at the time we're recording this. We're recording this on March 31st, 2024, and the first Omen is coming out in theaters here in America in a few weeks in April.
I'm not too sure when it's coming out in the UK, but I will keep my eyes open for that.
And then the other director of photography was Frank Tidy. And now both Frank and Gilbert unfortunately passed away in 2013 and 2017. But Frank was the director of the cinematographer for the 90s Steven Seagal movie Under Siege, which is kind of a favorite among action fans. He was also I had it in a second. A lot of made-for-TV movies. He's got numerous TV movies under his credit, too. What are some of the other IMDb credits that are popping up as the credits scroll through the screen that you notice?
Let's have a look. Obviously, you've got John Williams doing the music.
Right. So you don't have to go over the cast. We don't have to go over the cast. Stick to the other people, because I've already gone over the cast in previous minutes. So
I'm
go
just
ahead.
Looking at the costume design and the makeup department, because they did a brilliant job with the aesthetics of the costume designs and as well as the makeup, especially with what we just talked about previously about Dracula being burnt alive. So thank you. So well done for, it's like Eric Allwright, Susie Hill, Colin John Jamieson, Peter Rob King and Jane Royal, who did the makeup and the hairstyles. So they did a brilliant job with that. They're not familiar and don't think we've got the time to go through everybody, but
no, but I just randomly pick some people that are part of like the camera part, the editorial part, the music part, additional crew, things like that. Just anybody, really.
The cinematography, like we just spoke about, the editing. What did you think about the editing of this movie? Because I thought the editing was done rather well by John Bloom.
Yeah, I thought they cut it together extremely well. Nothing really confused me, and there was no scenes that were badly put together.
No, because you mentioned in the previous cast that the boat scene near the end where it's going up and down to give that visual effect, I thought that really gave that seasickness effect. So it was kind of rocking in the opposite direction of the boat. So that was top-notch editing right there.
One of the visual effects people, Michael Waite, also worked on The NeverEnding Story and Flash Gordon. Those two movies alone have incredible special effects. There's a great documentary out right now called Beyond the NeverEnding Story, which I highly recommend checking out. It's the story of the people behind the scenes of the NeverEnding Story, as well as the cast and crew. And the two biggest people that premiere prominently throughout it are the actors who played the Treyu and the Child Empress, Tammy Stonuck and Noah Hathaway. And Noah Hathaway is like got this like mohawk and he's covered in tattoos and he's smoking the whole time. I mean, the guy definitely grew up to become some kind of like complete badass looking kid guy. So he's in his like late 40s. He talks about like, you know, he, you know, did a lot of drugs and alcohol and got his life together, you know, didn't like fall completely off the wayside and destroy his life, but you know, he did his fair share of partying and things like that. And they talk about the Barrett Oliver, by the way, who played Bastion, the kid, pretty much like disappeared. Like he lives like a hippie lifestyle somewhere.
That kind of often happens with child actors. They either become like washed up and then they get their life together, or they just decide to disappear through the face of the earth and just do their own thing and be forgotten.
Right. Let's see, who else is in the IMDb credits that we can mention before the Zoom call kills us? There's always where's the stunt people? Oh, stunt.
There's
Eddie Powell.
Eddie Powell is like the only stunt coordinator credited here.
Right.
And the stunts were done really well too on this movie.
I think we talked about him in a previous minute that you weren't on for, but he did stunts for like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and Aliens and Legend and The Mummy Shroud, an old Hammer horror movie, which makes sense considering the Hammer horror movies were filmed around there. Batman, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, obviously both filmed in England. The Living Daylights, a James Bond movie, as he said. He was the stunt coordinator for Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have never heard of this movie, and it sounds like one of those dumb but fun movies that I must see.
It's the sequel to The Howling, which was directed by Joe Dante, the director of Gremlins. And Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf picks up immediately where the first film left off with I forgot her name, but she's the mom in E.T. She gets shot by one of her coworkers as she's transforming into a werewolf on national TV to prove to everyone werewolves exist. And then, like, this brother and his girlfriend go and like investigate like her death, and Christopher Lee shows up, and Christopher Lee is just like the dialogue guy the whole movie because he knows all about werewolves, and his sister is like the queen of the werewolves. And let me tell you something, it's such a bonkers movie. If you ever want to see a werewolf orgy, this is the movie to do it. Christopher Lee is fantastic, and the movie ends with this song playing. It's the Howling theme song. And they show 17 shots of Sybil Danning, I think it is, her ripping her top open, exposing her newly formed, giant, perfect tits out to the camera 17 times during this montage music video.
Wow, that does sound absolutely hilarious, and I am all in for that.
You should watch it. It is so bonkers. It's such a weird movie, because the plotline is more akin to a vampire movie than a werewolf movie. But I digress. We're about to run out of time on the Zoom call. Why don't you plug where people can find you?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook at Loz Cadman author page, on Twitter.
And you can find me over on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast with my other episodes. We've covered The Lost Boys, Vampire Hunter D, Once Bitten, Life Force, I almost forgot every single movie we've done, and many others. And we are ending now Dracula 79. Thank you for tuning in for this. Come back this summer in June as we begin From Dusk Till Dawn. Don't forget, you can also email me at thatradiohorror@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a great couple months off.